I tell you what, when you talk, I can check the voice levels.
Okay, is this okay then?
This is okay.
But this is where we were anyway.
So let's try just now.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, we can do it again.
Okay.
Because it's not as if you have anything to do on Sunday.
Come on, I have lots to do. I can watch Lemony Snicket. I can read.
You don't want to watch
Lemony Snicket. Stop scratching, Dobby.
I'm sorry. They can't see me scratching anyway.
Yeah, but I can.
I'm not the one who's like...
Hey. Let's not let get personal stuff get out there.
I can moon this, nobody would know.
Oh, is that just like what you were telling me the other day?
Not important. We shall not talk about stuff like that. Okay.
So what are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about? First, I suppose we should explain what we're doing here.
Alrighty, go ahead.
We are going to talk about blogs that are pinged on Project Petaling Street. And because Project Petaling Street has lots of pings and they move very quickly.
What? You know, the funny thing is, like, I've never been on Project Petaling Street.
Yeah, la, because you know, you're not a real internet
geek.
Person.
Geek is the word.
There are plenty of non-geeks.
Okay.
Some of them
are lesbians out there.
There are lesbians out there, yes.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Why?
Just because, I mean, aren't lesbians interesting to you?
Well, yeah, but my worry is that they're interesting to you.
No, I'm very sorry that girl's not writing anymore.
I think she is, but I just haven't seen it.
How can you not look up for her? That's what I want to read about, you know?
She just...
You know, what kind of blogs do you find interesting?
What kind of blogs do I find interesting?
Yeah.
Technology blogs. I find technology blogs very interesting. This machine isn't going to pick that up, okay? Now you sound like Darth Vader.
Aralyn is snoring at the moment. Okay, besides technology blogs, come on, man. Okay, what's this one that we have out here now?
We have this one, okay. Things I Have Learned About Girls by Jimin at blogspot.com.
Okay, is Jimin a guy? I guess so, eh?
I think so.
Student, 16 going on 17.
Student at Melbourne. Hates cold weather, loves KL.
So he's sarcastic.
I don't know, lah. Anyone who calls himself sarcastic, if he's saying it sarcastically,
how would you sarcastically say that you're sarcastic without sounding obvious?
I'm sarcastic.
I'm so sarcastic.
Okay, lah, show me up.
Well, I mean, I've read his blog and these however many things that he's learned about girls, they don't sound very sarcastic to me anyway.
Well, I don't know. No, but they're funny. They're true.
Some of them I really identify with, actually.
Okay. So, like, the first line, girls love shoes and Vinci's store is always their first store. Now, the fact that they know how to pronounce that word...
No, but you know what? A lot of girls also call it Vinci and a lot of girls call it Vinci. And guys probably just think of it as, you know, the place where I hang out outside and wait for my girlfriend.
Or just, like, don't know the name. like,
but you know it. You just said it to me just now in the car.
Yeah.
You said you called it Vinci, but, you know it.
Well, that's because you educate me. I'm a better person for it.
But that's not true. That line, that point is not
what,
true.
What, girls love shoes?
Girls love shoes.
That's right.
But... Again, another one. Girls love shoes, but Vinci's not necessarily the first store I hit. I don't always just hit Vinci. I hit whatever shoe store comes in my way.
Well, that's the point. You hit towards Vinci, but...
No, I just walk. And, but you know what? The shoes nowadays, they're horrible. I can't find nice shoes nowadays.
If you're saying that, if you can't find nice shoes these days... Then I vote that we stop going to shoe stores.
You know, the other day we went to SR Lee and you didn't want to buy those shoes for me. They were nice.
I very rarely want to buy
Focus
shoes.
Focus, Sophie.
It's a mosquito. It annoys me. Mosquitoes annoy me.
Well, what other things do we have on there that's interesting?
Girls rate every guy they see.
I don't believe that. That's not true. Girls rate every girl they see. Which is on there.
Which is
that?
Girls like to check other girls
out. Yeah, it's true.
You check other girls out?
Not so much. I mean, most times I just look ahead and I don't really see all the not so pretty people around me.
Modesty, thy name is Aralyn.
I didn't say. I, Because, you know, I notice pretty girls. I notice pretty girls and I ask you what you think about them.
Yeah, and when I notice pretty girls, I get it.
Yeah, you started recently pointing out lots of pretty girls to me.
Yeah, and see how you react.
I guess KL has a lot of pretty girls, huh?
I guess not as many as with me.
In Adeline world?
Okay, are you more likely to check out a girl if she's with a guy or if she's alone?
It doesn't matter as long as she's pretty. I mean, I'm not checking her out as in like, oh boy, I wanna whatever.
So what are you checking her out for?
I'm just noticing a pretty face or a beautiful face.
So
or
am I.
Sometimes it's not necessarily a beautiful face, a conventionally beautiful face.
Me too.
I like to look at people who have that, to use a very old phrase, the X factor.
Me too. Good. I'm glad we agreed. So I shall...
Move on.
Girls have small-scale obsessive-compulsive disorder.
No, man. Come on, man.
Well...
You're 16 or going on 17. How much do you know about girls?
I'm not 16 going on 17.
And you don't know as much?
No, I do know that, you know...
How many points has he got on there?
The
like 25
people,
or
the
something?
The only people that ever say to me that that's not very tidy or that should be neaten up, the only people that ever say that to me are girls or women. I just wanted to say this. I just want to say this.
Okay, and can I just ask, like, who's told you this?
My mom.
Okay, that's one.
You.
Okay, that's two.
Any other girl who happens to, like, see stuff that's untidy in my room? And...
How many girls have been in your room?
Well,
afraid?
In university, it was, like, an open access thing.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone, yeah, you know, it's, like, middle of the night. People
what do you
walk,
mean?
People want to walk in, have coffee. You know, you don't stop them.
In your room?
Yeah, you prop the door open, you lean against...
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, it's a mixed dorm thing. It's like,
but you can't, like, just hang out in each other's rooms late at night. I mean, what if stuff happens?
No, stuff is not gonna happen if you're like...
How do you know? Of course stuff happens. Come on, you're in university. You're at that age when, you know...
Okay, focus. We're moving off topic. Focus.
I think sex is a more interesting topic. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah, you can say anything you want.
Okay, well, let me pick one. Let me pick one because, you know, you're picking out all the that ones. I think these girls are obsessed with losing weight even if they weigh 30
kilograms. That's true.
That's
true.
That's probably true.
Miss, I weigh like how many kilograms and that's still way too many. What do you do?
I don't know. Where did this come from?
That's always been there.
Okay.
What do you do?
No, I thought it was a fix to something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not a technology geek.
And I am, and I'm proud of it. Okay.
I want to lose weight.
Yes.
But you know what?
You
I
don't need
just,
to lose weight.
But
I can put your picture up on the net. I can ask people, does she need to lose
what,
weight?
What, in the like, hot or not?
Yeah, on hot
thingy?
Or not. Yes, exactly like that.
Okay, for
fat
those of you who aren't in the know, it's like, what? www.hotornot.com. Okay.
I'm not putting a picture up there. That's like maniacs go there. Somebody's integrated Google Maps with Hot or Not. So you can look at a map of where you live and then like these little tags come up.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing as the Google Earth thing, is it?
Similar, it's the same technology underneath it.
Okay. But that's cool. I mean you get to see where all the cool and...
Yeah, so you know who to stalk and who not to stalk and stuff.
Well then you all feel like celebrities, eh?
Thanks.
It's like map of the stars homes. What's that called?
It is. Yes, it's a map of hot or not girls. Yes, it's something like
what
that.
What about guys?
I'm sorry, I don't have the URL for that page, and I don't think I bookmarked it. So
is it hot.ornot.com?
Yeah, hotornot.com. But the map thing, the integration of the map, was done by somebody else.
Well, people who are interested enough will go and find it. I'm sure.
Okay. Now the last thing on this list is something I have to agree with. It's a line that goes: girls release all their anger on their boyfriends during times of PMS for no apparent reason.
Well,
I would disagree with it slightly. I would just
you're
say,
just saying all the time,
yeah,
aren't you?
Say all the time.
Oh God, I just know you.
Wow.
Jaja beans.
Jaja.
Jaja.
Okay, so that was.
Well, I mean, I agree with some of the things that guy said, but not everything.
It's pretty close. It's good enough.
What I want to know is how many people how many girls he's coming into contact with to have drawn up this list of like 25, 30 points.
I don't. It might be a girl, you know, because it's signed Michelle.
No, that's a comment, isn't it?
No.
It's a comment by Michelle.
Oh, it's a comment by Michelle. Sorry.
Zofrin, maybe I shouldn't be calling out your name out like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Are we gonna like put a little bleep whenever we mention names?
I don't know if I have a bleep function on the thing.
Maybe what we can do is like, you know, when we have a little, when we have a name mentioned, we have a like.
Yeah, but look, everyone's gonna see this on
Dark Side.
Everyone's gonna see this on Zoff.org, so they know my name is Zoff. Or
and they don't know my name.
They'll assume it's a fake name, but it's my name. Okay.
Okay, that's what you wanna put on the air.
Moving on. I can delete. I can edit this.
Cool.
Okay.
How long of a recording capability does this thing have?
Well, when it goes glop, we know it's stopped recording.
So. Oh my, this is fantastic. I love this one.
This is fantastic.
I love this one.
Hang on. We're moving on to another website now, and I'm trying to edit. There we go. Li Qin Xiong.
Okay, do you want me to try and do this?
No.
Li Qin Xiong.
.blogspot.com. And he.
This guy
has blogged. He says that he's received lots and lots of emails showing a picture of a Pizza Hut salad being piled up. And the reason why people do this is because you only allowed one visit.
I think it's not just a picture, you know. I think it's actually a step-by-step guide of how you arrange so that the structure of the salad is fundamentally secure.
Yes. Thanks to my amazing ability of filtering out junk email, I've completely missed all of these things. Yeah, nobody writes junk email to me anymore. So it's a step-by-step guide. And because you only allowed one visit to the salad bar, and you put it in this town. And the mistake that I find most people make is that they put things like salad leaf in it, which
uh-huh.
kind of bulks it up. I mean, it not bulks it up. I mean, it's a low density thing, so you get a lot of salad, you get a lot of space filled up.
But come on, what is the best thing to take from a salad bar? I mean, it's all vegetables, except
well,
for the tomato, which
is you want to stack it with stuff that is like, you know, dense. You want to stack it with like carrots.
There's nothing in the salad bar that I really particularly have to have.
Coleslaw, really?
Seriously? Yeah. I mean, okay, I like carrots. Like when
like
we go to the Hut's chicken buffet, do they have croutons at the Pizza Hut salad bar? I don't think so. They have like some
have
beans or something, kidney beans or something, and corn and carrots and. Coleslaw or something.
Anyway, to carry on with the story, because I realized I haven't finished the story. This guy said, he got the email, he said, and he's, I quote him there, "All this while, I do not really believe such thing really happened."
Exactly! I know! I mean, come on!
Who does this? Who spends
who
time?
Who does this? No, and another thing is, it's so paisey to go and do this at the salad bar.
I got to describe the picture. You've got to imagine a picture where the bowl, there's this picture.
It looks like a cake.
Of a piled up salad, and the bowl takes up like maybe 1/5 or 1/6.
No, it looks like 1/8 or something.
And it's the rest of it is like this intricate cross lattice of salad, where you have like these
that's
carrots
a nice,
sticking
that's
up.
That's a nice phrase, cross lattice.
Thank you. Ooh, okay.
Feeling good now.
Yeah, you're feeling good. Say it again, cross lattice. of salad, and it's piled up, and it's actually a work of art. I have to say this, it's a work of art.
It is. And when I first saw it, I was like, is it a cake, or is it a jelly, or is it like some like, you know, like something that people make up, you know, make clay or
with
something.
With toothpicks and glue. But this guy says that he went to a Pizza Hut near his apartment, and
where is it actually?
He doesn't say actually.
A smart guy doesn't want to let people know where he lives.
Yeah, so he's gone to the Pizza Hut near his apartment, and he has seen this group of 5 or 6 people spending 10 minutes making this what he's called this building of a salad, and I think it's really impressive. I think if I saw that in real life and I had a video camera, I'd like film it straight away.
I love this line here that where he says, "I took a look at their bowls. Wow! Give them the time, material, and land. These people can build the highest building in the world." I love that line.
Then maybe that's what we need for the Twin Towers. What we need to improve the Petronas Twin Towers is just give an unlimited supply of carrots and let these people like.
You know, maybe what we should do is like instead of focusing on like the biggest cookie and the highest tallest mountains and you know. Biggest ketupat in the world kind of thing, is that you should spend more money on like getting Proton Car's more up to speed.
Proton Car's not. You're trying to seek this from one topic to another topic, aren't you?
Oh, is it seek? It's not segue. It's segue!
Because I was trying to seek it from this topic to KLCC.
We saw a beautiful picture of KLCC at night. That's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, we saw.
So now we're segueing.
Wait,
we don't know. We gotta check out the pronunciation of that word, man.
Okay.
Beautiful
picture.
Can help us out.
Beautiful picture of KLCC. Sukinlens.blogspot.com. Is it the same guy?
No, it's this is Lens Suking. Oh, sorry, man.
This is Lee C. Okay, he's right. Yeah, and he's got on his website. He's put up this.
It's Su HK, sweetie.
Yeah.
Su HK in Lens. Right. It's not Sukin in Lens.
It's like now the whole world knows you call me sweetie, which is okay, I guess. props to me. That's what they say.
Dog. You got dog pound going for ya. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay. Let's segue into Proton now.
Okay. Yeah. How are you gonna seek from this Proton?
Well, we were segueing from that thing.
You're not gonna use the word segueing from now. I tell you, for somebody who like gets very upset when people mispronounce words,
Is it segue? Is it seek?
It's seek.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure? I heard some Matali pronounce it one time, and I think she said segue.
No, it's okay.
Segged. Maybe segged.
You know, if
it's like G-A-U-C-H-E. Gauche.
Yeah, you know, Miss, I called it Goche for God knows how long.
Yes, Mr. Goche, it's not me. I didn't say that.
I know it's not me. Seeked. S-E-G-U-E. Pronunciation key, S-E, funny, curly bracket, G, segua.
Is it segua?
It's a segua, yeah.
Let's try pronouncing and see.
I think you need to, you need longer.
Okay. Well, so it's segua now.
Well, that's what it looks like here. I mean, I can't read this.
This phonetical thingy.
Yeah, very well.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, Proton. What was that thing that you showed me just now about, us being in a jungle clearing, which I find really insulting.
Yeah. There was this. There's a show on BBC called Top Gear, which is which reviews cars. It's hosted by this guy called Jeremy Clarkson, which some people love and some people absolutely hate. And what
is Jeremy Clarkson the one who said get this off the screen now?
Yes, that's Jeremy Clarkson.
Okay. Well, he's bad, but he was on Parkinson's and he was very interesting there.
He's actually a funny guy. He's a funny guy, but he's funny because he's pretty rude about a lot of things. But, what are you doing?
I'm killing a mosquito.
Okay.
Ah!
You got it like first slap.
Well, it's attracted to.
I don't really want to know. I don't want to know. And I'm trying to find his thing here.
Well, but it's, I think it's terrible that
Jeremy Clarkson said terrible things about the Savvy. No, you got to give him.
But Savvy, is Savvy from Proton or Produa? It's from Proton, right? Because that's what they were talking about.
Savvy is from Proton, isn't it?
No, I can't understand why Savvy and what's the other one? My V came up together.
Yeah.
They look almost the same.
Yeah.
And it's just two Malaysian companies competing with each other. I mean, why on earth? It's not like you don't have any other foreign car manufacturers to compete with,
Well,
come on, it's something different, for God's sakes. And they came out like two weeks in time of each other.
Okay. I'm having problems getting that page up.
Why do you need that page up anyway?
Because I wanted to read from it. Okay, anyway, yes. Yeah, so basically, the latest salvo from Proton's marketing team is to
salvo.
You're not going to tell me I've mispronounced that.
I don't know what that is. Like risk damage control. Damage control.
Salvo is like when you fire like a lot of guns and the bullets fly at you and at one time. So salvo. It's like a shot. It's like a big shot.
Okay. Whatever you say.
The latest shot from Proton is to basically say that we have a bunch of Germans here saying that our car is structurally sound.
Got quality
one.
And very strong. Because, you know, even when Monster picks you up and throws you around.
Yes.
But that's the Myvi, isn't it? Oh, that's the Savvy.
We're getting confused between the two.
It's terrible that the advertisement doesn't make me remember what it is.
Yes,
but I remember the Monster, though.
Okay.
It looks like the troll from Harry Potter.
Would you know? Because you slept through it.
Harry Potter. So anyways, but that guy was saying, you know, that guy who blogged it was saying, the guy was saying that, why brag about these things when, heck, they're supposed to be there anyway? They're supposed to be parts of your car's quality.
They're supposed to not
and
meant...
strong, built to last.
Well, I know, I have to say that I think that there are different standards of that. So I think everyone agrees that things shouldn't drop off as you're driving. And I would hope that when these guys like certify it for whatever this is certified for, it has to be some minimum standard which is beyond, like, you know, it stays on and doesn't fall off.
There must be, because like this organization or whatever, what do you call it? Like,
you know, I mean, if they dropped, like, you know, like a 10-ton safe on it and the passengers were still safe, I mean, that's a good thing, you know, and that's...
But I don't think these people would, like, just put their reputation at stake just to say car is good, right?
That's the other point he's making. I mean, who are these people? I mean, who are these people? Are they people that, you know, take money to do tests? In which case, you know, there is... Like some consultants, I got to say, they just say whatever,
what the client wants
to
hear.
Until when it comes to renew the contract, then they say, "Oh, this doesn't work. You have to hire us again." but
we can give you more value-added services.
Anyway, actually, I'm getting bored of this subject because, you know, when you buy a Proton, when you buy a Proton, you should know what you're getting. There shouldn't be any doubt in your mind that what you're getting is
But it's just really, really sad because, I mean, why can't Malaysia just do something good for once? I mean, okay, we do some good things, but it's just sad that
whenever we go international,
it gets hammered.
Okay, and see, now this conversation is dangerously veering into
I'm just
about
very
APs
upset
and
because
stuff like
I want Malaysia to go out there and do it well, you know?
Yeah,
because we can do it. Like, I mean, you know, whenever anything needs to be done, like piracy or whatever, we're up there, first class. Class. Oh God, this is gonna get me on another thing, isn't it? We've less class.
Yes. This was an information bulletin from the Ministry of Feel Good About Yourselves. There's no reason why Malaysians can't go out and do well. And I think I'm positive about it. I just don't like it when we don't do well and people internally within the country say we do well. That's what annoys me.
It's advertising. Of course they have to say that they're doing
it. Yeah, but you know, there's advertising and then there's just like getting it wrong. Anyway, I don't want to talk about this anymore because now I'm going to get upset.
Okay.
And I'm going to like sit down here and talk to you why things don't go well, but I'm not going to go there. I would like to talk about advertisements. I'd like to talk about the big blogathon and advertisements of blogs.
Okay.
Unless you don't want to talk about that because it's...
Well, I don't really know about it, so
okay.
Maybe you can give me a quick rundown about it.
A lot of people put advertisements on their blogs.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean they're already doing it?
Yeah, it's easy. It's really easy. That's why people do it. Because it's really, really easy to do
but
it.
But what do they do? Do they go out there and say, hey, I'm open for advertising?
Well,
so you can
if you look down here, it says ads by Google.
Uh-huh.
Well, these are Google ads. And
uh-huh.
Anyone can sign up to Google ads and say, we want to put your ads
uh-huh.
on our blog. And what Google does is, it's really clever. What Google does is, Google reads the page.
Uh-huh.
And then from the words in the page, tries to figure out what the...
kind of people would like to read the blog.
What kind of ads to give it? So if the page is about cars, then it'll give ads about cars. If the page is about
What if the page is about, I hate cars?
Yeah, you see, that's one of the problems with Google Ads. It's that if you have an article that says Pepsi Cola is bad, it still might give you an ad for Pepsi Cola.
But then, I mean, you can have like proponents of Pepsi Cola going and reading and then posting nasty comments about
it.
So, you know, people who want to drink soft drinks still can go to that.
I mean, as a technology, it's very smart. It does a lot of good things. So because it's a machine that's figuring out, it's very easy to put ads up on your website. And Google actually pays you every time someone clicks.
Can I put ads on my website?
You can. Okay, you can.
I don't know how many people read my website though.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get to the point when I say that ads are bad.
Okay. I hate ads.
Can I put ads on my website? I hate ads.
Well, I hate ads.
But if it's not paying me money, put it up.
Well, come on, we're inundated enough as it is. I shouldn't say even, but Astro got caught up in it, which is really, me off.
What,
because
you're upset because you pay Astro money?
Exactly, paying Astro.
So how much money do you pay Astro?
Astro promised that, you know, it's ad-free and blah, 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 and good movies and up-to-date movies.
The
and what
ads
do we have
are free.
Now?
You don't have to pay for the ads.
No, come on. That whatever stupid show's been showing, like, you know, 20 times now.
Okay, but you got to say that Astro does not put ads in the films. And they don't put ads in the football games except during halftime. Which is fine by me. That's all I want.
No, but what I'm saying is that, you know, there were channels before which didn't have ads, and then suddenly they became ads.
Like what?
Thank God that Channel 40, 41, 42
Hallmark.
I think Hallmark always had ads.
Yeah.
I think they always had ads, or I'm just remembering.
Are you talking about Channel 70 and Hallmark?
70 didn't have ads.
It's always had ads.
I don't know. I can't remember because, you know.
Do you know that
ads have come on like forever?
Do you know that TV series 24,
mm-hmm.
which follows during the day,
mm-hmm.
the way 24 is made, it's made so that you put ads in between,
mm-hmm.
because the clock moves like 2 or 3 minutes ahead,
mm-hmm.
between one ad break and the next.
Mm-hmm.
So, to appreciate 24 properly, you must watch it with ads or breaks in between.
Okay, well, I mean, come on. How good is advertising actually? Like, we can't even remember if the monster ad is Savvy or Mighty.
Okay. Are you upset?
I think it's Savvy though, because it's probably.
Are you willing to pay more for your Astro if it didn't have ads?
You know, there's this radio channel in Texas at least, that where you pay a sum of money to get adless music all day long. So, yes, people are willing to pay for it. So, people must find advertising at least a little irritating.
Well, I find it irritating. I find it irritating on the radio.
Yeah. Unless it's, like, very well done and it actually shows me something that I want. But, you know, how many times does that happen?
In England, quite a lot.
Okay.
Well, we're
not in England.
Okay. All right. I understand. So, anyway, ads on blogs.
I've seen like really stupid ads. I mean, oh god. Don't get me started on that.
So which stupid ads?
I said don't get me started on it.
Okay.
that was my
tune
thing
in next
to say.
Week
I can't remember.
When we talk about stupid ads on TV. So ads on blogs and people can get, some bloggers in Malaysia have claimed that they have received checks for for $200.
Shit, really?
For like a few months.
So
it's actually to the point that they're complaining because the ringgit was depegged from the US dollar and started strengthening. They're going, oh my god, now
I'm getting
like, well, what's that, 7 ringgit, 65 cents less. Or whatever it is, the difference is.
I tell you, people are so greedy.
Yeah. I asked you, I said, look, I spent 5 minutes explaining to you what ads on blogs were. And then I said, should I do it? And you just went, no.
Yes.
And it was like, you know, you didn't have to say very much, is it? I think you said, is it your website or isn't it? Or something like that. Like, do you want people to be putting stuff on your website?
No, I said that I agreed with you that, you know, it's somebody's right to have, whether or not to have ads or not to have ads on their blog. But, you know, I mean, as a consumer, I'm fed up as it is with ads. I mean, out of like 10 ads I see, maybe one appeals to me.
But
and a lot of time it just doesn't. So I think it's
in
a
principle,
waste of time.
You're against putting ads on blogs because you're bored.
Why are you trying to talk over me? You're trying to talk louder so that you can like cut me off.
I can always edit you out, you know. Why do you think I leave these gaps of silence in between? Okay. Anyway. Oh, you're so pretty. Anyway. Ads on blogs. Good or bad idea? Well, yeah, maybe not. But the point is, some bloggers have started, especially people like Sashi, have started complaining that instead of blogging or writing stuff and then putting ads beside it, people have started to try to directly make money from the ads, and their intent is to make the money.
Okay, now let's segue into Lorna Whiston.
Lorna Whiston, and I, you know, I think we've said nothing but nice things about everything else on this podcast so far. But Lorna Whiston, Petalingstreet.org blog, I'll put the link up. There is a post titled Stimulating English Lessons from Lorna Whiston.
Stimulating.
Lorna.
Well, they definitely taught the big words.
Yes. And it spends three quarters of the post saying how great the center's programs are and how insightful the students are and how bright they are and how they ask really clever questions. And then at the very, 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 very end, it puts in this line that says, Lorna Whiston Study Center is offering free secondary trial classes. I mean,
free in caps!
In huge caps. I'm surprised it's not like font size 58 and blinking.
With blinking lights around it!
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is an honest post about someone who's excited about what Lorna Whiston can do, but it really sounds like...
So what are you saying? Are you saying that
it's a waste of my time? I read this, and it's like I find out the whole thing's biased anyway.
No, but are you saying that this guy is like... Because this guy who's written it is like was a student of Lorna Whiston, right?
No,
so,
it's not.
Well, there's this picture of this guy with an award or something. So, I mean, was he just one of the students there and he's really, really pleased with it, and then he's trying to tell people, hey, you know, they've got this free thing now, go get it, go try it out. Or is he like one of the Lorna Whiston staff or staff family member or something like that?
I don't know what his connection is, to be honest. But the whole thing, which there's another guy out there who's a wedding photographer, and he puts up on his blog, he puts up photos that he takes at the wedding. But it's obvious from the outset that this guy is a wedding photographer,
and he's selling his services.
He's showing off his work, and some of the work's really good.
Mm.
And I'm fine with that, you know. But this one, you know, you start reading it, you think it's this guy who's a third party who feels like impressed that people understand whatever the novel's saying, and then suddenly at the end of it, yeah, hit with this whammy, and it's like, oh dang, you know, I might as well discount. I'm wasting my time talking about this, to be honest.
Okay, let's get off this one then.
But the point is, people are, I agree, it's a worrying trend that people are beginning to write blogs solely for the purpose of generating revenue, either directly through advertising, through Google Ads, or to directly promote their company.
You know what? They might as well get jobs as copywriters or something.
They probably do have jobs as copywriters.
I want a job as a travel reviewer.
You know what I want? I want a job managing an English Premier League football team, preferably Aston Villa. Oxford United would be good as well.
I have good qualifications and I'm very credible.
I know a lot about football. Okay.
When people say I'm very credible, does that mean they're actually not? I'm sarcastic.
Would you rather be credible or incredible?
Incredible.
You notice how I made a pun? Okay, doesn't matter. All right.
Okay, we can edit that out.
Anyway, the thing about... Now we're talking about people who like use
I'm
ads.
I'm hungry.
You just...
No,
enough.
We
I
had
asked
an
you.
Ad for
I,
Pizza
no, no,
Hut.
No, no, no. I asked you just now. Do you want dinner? And you were like,
I didn't.
I said, you want to go eat now? And I said, oh, we're driving back.
Yes,
said,
but come on, that was like one and a half hours after like many, many scones and done with just and chocolate cake.
Yeah, by the way, shout out to the Teapot Cafe. If you're hearing
shout
this.
Shout out.
Yeah, if you're hearing this and you want to give us free scones, it's cool by us.
Props to you, man. You've got good scones. Better than the one in Coffee Bean.
Was it Coffee Bean or Starbucks?
Coffee Bean.
But I asked you whether
I'm
you wanted
to. I was really caught up with the avocado on Starbucks.
We could have gone to that Mama Papa place thing and you just drove past.
And you know, it had a lot of people in it. Must be good.
Yeah, it's now 11 o'clock. Where are we going to eat?
Domino's Pizza!
Don't be joking.
I can't believe
you prefer eating Domino's Pizza over pizza I make. That's what I can't believe.
But you don't make it. Oh, I know, we can go there and make prata.
With what?
You just have prata with
prata with cheese.
Butter or something.
Prata with cheese.
Okay.
No, okay. We're getting hungry, so we're not gonna be talking about this much longer. I just wanna talk about the blogathon, a worldwide thing where you blog for charities.
Are you hungry too?
Yes, I am. I'm getting hungry now every time you mention the word hungry.
Hungry.
Okay, as we're finishing up, blogathon, where people are blogging for charity, and this is a refreshing change from people who blog so that their ads will generate revenue. And that's all I want to say.
Okay, let's go eat!
Okay. Anything else?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't want to give any words of inspiration,
bye-bye.
Wisdom.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Here's Zoff saying,
bye-bye.
Aim high and reach for the stars.
And Erilyn says, bye-bye.
Okay. Have you chosen a song for the ending credits?
It's all about you and me.
Because I'll choose a song
for the ending
credits.
Oh, I know. Rembulan mengambang, kini masih suram.
Thousands of people around Malaysia suddenly switch off their podcast. Okay.
Izinkan ku mencuri bayangan wajahmu.
Izinkan ku mencuri khayalan denganmu. Maafkanlah, oh, andailah. Yeah.